With an update from LondonNewsToday.ca, I'm Miranda Chant. It is the most expensive budget in Ontario's history. The Ford government took the wraps off its $214.5 billion budget yesterday. It includes a few new programs, more than half $1 billion to help hundreds of thousands of Ontarians find a family doctor, and more than $100 million for a fund that helps train people for the trades. The spending increases the deficit to $9.8 billion. The finance minister pointed to slowing economic growth projections leading to lower tax revenues, along with high interest rates, as some of the reasons for the larger-than-expected deficit. The SIU is probing a stolen vehicle crash that happened just minutes after London police tried to pull the vehicle over. Officers spotted the vehicle speeding through the South End early yesterday and tried to stop it. The vehicle kept going and about 5 minutes later crashed on Osgood Drive. The driver was taken to hospital with serious, non-life-threatening injuries. Due to the police involvement prior to the crash, the Special Investigations Unit was called in. After more than 3 years, Londoners will no longer be able to park for free for 2 hours downtown and in Old East Village. The city's ending the complimentary parking program on Sunday. The free parking initiative was first introduced in the summer of 2020 as a way to support businesses hard hit by the pandemic by making it easier for potential customers to visit. Your chance to draw attention to lousy, rough streets has arrived. CAA is launching its annual Worst Roads campaign today. It's asking drivers, cyclists, and pedestrians to identify which streets in their area have the most potholes, poor traffic signage, and congestion. Last year, Adelaide Street North was among the top three worst roads in the organization's West region. Voting's open until April 19th at caaworstroads.com. For more on these and other stories, go to LondonNewsToday.ca.